Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, coming to you after a Vikings season opening victory against the St. Louis Rams, and coming to you with a special guest. It's Vikings safety Robert Blanton, who starred in our victory against the Rams. I say that because, Robert, you led us in tackles. You got your first career start at safety, and you led us in tackles in the Week 1 victory. Congratulations.
Thanks, greatly appreciate it.
You sound super duper thrilled and excited to be here.
Of course.
I know you are. You're just playing.
Yeah, I'm joking.
Tell me about the game. You led us in tackles, which, you know, not you don't always want someone in your secondary leading us in tackles, but that means you're around the ball a lot and near the line of scrimmage a lot, and that is good. So tell us why you led us in tackles and what kind of game you think you had.
Just doing my job, doing what I'm coached to do, and defensively we played pretty good. We had some good turnovers. Harrison had a pick six, and everybody did their job and played pretty well. We were successful and we won.
A lot of times, though, if you see someone in the secondary leading you in tackles, someone might think, well, yeah, that means that the offense was getting past the line of scrimmage a lot and was getting into the secondary. But I don't think that's what was happening, because the longest run we gave up was 7 yards. We didn't give up a touchdown, so nothing was going wrong defensively. We were doing everything right, but you still let us in tackles, so something was working for you.
Yes, sir.
What was working for you, man?
I just doing my job. Coach is putting me in positions to make plays.
What's your favorite thing to do on the field? Do you like to cover? Do you like to come down in the box and hit? What do you like to do the most?
I like to do it all. It's fun to get out there and play football. So football, you got to be able to do everything. Go out there and check guys down in the passing game, and then also come up and make some big hits. It's pretty fun.
It's pretty unusual for, or at least it's uncommon for a team to have a starting tandem at safety, and you're both from the same school and played together in college. And that's what we have with you and Harrison Smith. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's pretty awesome.
When you guys were playing together at Notre Dame, were you playing a lot of corner and he was playing safety, or were you both playing safety, or how'd that go?
I played corner. He played safety.
You played corner. He played safety. So if we get Tom Brady and company coming in here on next Sunday and they decide they want to go five wide and we need to stick you at corner, we can do that?
Yes, sir.
You feel comfortable doing that?
Of course.
You think they're going to do that?
Well, we got to watch the tape and see what they're going to do on offense. They're a great team, though.
They threw 56 times last week.
Yeah, that's exciting for defensive backs, and, you know, get some opportunities to make some plays on the ball, hopefully.
You know, turnover margin is such a big deal in football, but particularly in the NFL. Each team gets usually 12 or 13 possessions in a game, so if you're taking two or three away from a team and giving your offense two or three extras, that's a huge deal. That's what you guys did on Sunday, plus two in turnover margin. Is that something that you guys talk a lot about in the meeting room, and how do you go about trying to generate turnovers? What do you do as a defense to try and make that happen?
Yeah, it's a goal of ours as a defensive unit to create turnovers and create a short field for our offense to work on. So we practice hard, we run to the ball. If you run to the ball, great things happen.
Chicago Bears are really good at that. They're known as a team that creates a lot of turnovers. They're raking the ball out a lot in piles when there's a gang tackle going on, five or six guys are in on a tackle. Do you like to come in and maybe try and rake the ball out? Is that something we might see you doing?
Yes sir. Go out there and we make sure we do it in practice, so it becomes a habit.
We get home from the game on Sunday, and there's a Sunday night football game going on. The Colts and the Broncos were playing. Are you a guy who gets home and relaxes and watches the Sunday night game, or do you kind of unplug and tune out?
Everybody goes home and watches the Sunday night football game, man. Come on.
That's why you guys like playing in primetime so much, isn't it?
Of course.
You got to see your former squad, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. They played pretty well in primetime.
Yeah, they looked amazing. Looked amazing under the lights.
First time to shut out Michigan in that rivalry.
Heck yeah. I mean, can't get any better than that.
Yeah, you and Sullivan and Rudolph here, you guys, all you Notre Dame guys like to get together. And I don't know that we have any Michigan guys, though, so you probably really couldn't give anyone a hard time, huh?
Nah, you know, nobody to gang up on and pick on, but it's still fun to watch those guys go out there and dominate.
When we get back from a game and it's, you know, you turn the calendar to next week, what do you guys do as players on Monday and Tuesday to get ready for the next week's game?
You know, just get focused on the next team, and this week is the New England Patriots, so get the film and start watching it and get ready.
On Monday, do you guys watch your own tape from the previous game and meet with coaches? Is that what happens on Mondays?
Yes, sir. Watch the game of from Sunday, and then, but you also on your own watch some tape of the team you're playing that week, and watch them on Tuesday, and get ready for practice on Wednesday.
They give you tape to bring home if you want to look at it on your day off.
Yes, sir.
What do you do on Tuesdays? Players' Day off is Tuesdays in the NFL for most teams. What do you like to do?
Come in here, hot tub, cold tub.
Yeah. Take care of yourself. Yeah. That's good.
Go get a nice breakfast, something real big and fat, you know, some good bacon and stuff like that. So.
All right. Okay, that's good. They don't let you do that around here, so you got to do it on your day off.
Exactly.
All right. Challenge with the New England Patriots. What do you think it is?
Oh, they have a great offense, a great quarterback who's going to be a Hall of Famer one day, and they got some pretty good receivers, and, I mean, they're great at executing their job, so we got to be disciplined.
When you have a big challenge like that, like you said, a future Hall of Fame quarterback coming in, is that something that you look forward to, that you want? You want that challenge? You want to face that guy? Or is that something that, you know, you kind of get nervous about?
No, that's what you want. You want to play against the best. And, I mean, we want to be the best. I want to be the best. Our defense wants to be the best. And we got to go against the best for that to happen. So we're excited for the challenge.
All right, man. Congrats on your first start. Congrats on playing well. You guys played well as a defense, and we hope to see more of it, all right?
Thanks, greatly. Appreciate it.
All right.